Where do you want to go?
Interesting. Let's go to New York. I know my way around.
Stop. I don't want to go to that shithole. I've been there.
Dallas? No, it's
Eh,
shithole.
been there. It's overrated.
Yeah. Cool. Let's go to Cancun. Let's see what OJ is doing. No, oh, he didn't go to the can I mean, Cancun. He didn't go to the never mind.
That's I'm waiting.
Never mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the worst fucking podcast you've ever heard. Both mics.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Both Mics.
Hey, folks, Both Mics is a show about nothing and everything. That over there is Mike Sofka.
And that over there is Mike Taylor. And together we are Both Mics.
We are Both Mics. We are now at show number 165.
Cranking them out now. Cranking them out.
Like nothing. Like almost like doing four shows a week. It's crazy.
Crazy. Crazy.
Yes. And of course, we can be found anywhere podcasts can be found. Look us up on YouTube. We got a pretty good YouTube channel. Got a lot of stuff on there. And yeah. Hey. So what's happening, Mr. Sofka? How are things?
Very good. Thank you, sir. Yourself?
Yes. Pretty good. Pretty good. Any exciting plans for the weekend?
Yes, there is actually.
Ooh.
There is. Might go with the wife to Bed Bath and Beyond, buy some new towels.
No, okay. I'm kidding, dude. No, like really? Like I can't picture it. Like, you don't get out of the house much, do you? You that one time every month when you get to go out of the house, you really knock them dead by going to Bed Bath and Beyond. Do you get that 20% coupon in the mail? Huh?
Yes, sir. Actually, they're going under. They're going out of business. They're going out of business, dude.
It'll be all online, you know, just like Toys R Us.
Somebody will buy the name.
Makes no sense to have. Yeah, you know, dude, where I live, they're building like there's no freaking tomorrow. They're putting up a big freaking apartment complex, and right next door, Family Dollar or Dollar General, and then they're building across the street a big strip of all different stores. Who the hell's going to stores? And you're building more. I don't get it. I don't get it. They had a record year last year of people moving from the state of New York to the state of Florida.
That's right.
And it was about 175 people a day. It was like 67,000 people in last year. And that was up from like 63,000 the year before, just from New York.
And then they had almost the same amount from California.
Yeah.
And you know why they left?
California,
and New York,
is it going to be politically charged? Is that why they left California and New
I'm
York?
I'm just asking you. I'm asking you a question.
Well, I'm sure there's an answer.
What? Why? Why do you think they'd be leaving?
Well, because it sucks.
Why does it suck?
The people suck.
Okay.
Yeah, right. and of course the cost of living in those places is ridiculous.
The cost of living's better here. I mean, we're paying like $12 for a dozen eggs. We're not paying 18.
Right? Yeah. Same eggs.
Fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah. There,
I talked about this on shows in the past. I've told my customers this when I was in the car business before. Oh, and by the way, our climate change experiment still going on here. As you can see, the cuppeth not runneth over quite yet. So we'll see. And again, you can rewind. This represents an iceberg. 10% was above. As this melts down, Mike contends the cup will overflow. I maintain that the water will still be in there through the science of displacement. It's already accounted for that weight on the water. So, anyway. Didn't want anybody to be disappointed. Didn't want to read any viewer mail saying, you never did that experiment thing because you know it don't work. I'm showing you right here.
Do we get tons of viewer mail?
Yes, we had all kinds of viewer. The mailman comes here like I'm friggin' Santa Claus or something with sacks of mail, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, yeah. So I talked about this in the past. I told my customers in the car business about this in the past.
Yeah. They're trying
to make it super expensive to drive a car. Remember, I've told you and we've talked about it, about the, you might remember this phrase, you'll own nothing and like it. That's what the World Economic Forum's goal is. San Diego is plotting to tax drivers into submission with new highway mileage toll.
Sounds like any major city.
You're going to start getting taxed on every mile you drive.
Okay, on the miles you drive. I know, like, a registration fee is a tax on driving, and the more your car weighs, the more you pay. Like a $13 toll to get across the George Washington Bridge. So I guess they're looking for a different angle. Pay as you play type thing.
They're going to take those monies and they're going to invest them in green initiatives instead of repairing the roads and making improvements.
Wonderful.
To the roads. Yeah, they're going to continue this tax through 2048.
That.
Mike, if you just make everything electric, it'll all be great. Our lives will transform. It'll be wonderful. Just make everything electric.
The reels on my Facebook that I watch sometimes, a lot of, was it Neil deGrasse Tyson? A lot of him has been popping up lately, and a lot of his scientific evidence points in the other direction of and not towards, you know, renewable energy. So, yeah, it's California. It's to be expected. You know, they'll do anything to run their state into the ground.
They're going
to
take those monies and they have a huge $165 billion mass transit plan for the future. So they're going to have all these electric buses and trains and things like that. So
they should have planned mass transit 40 years ago, 50 years ago.
Exactly. No, but this is how you do it, Mike. You change behavior. You control people by taking it away from them. You take away their freedom. They no longer have that ability. So they'll move and they'll vote for those same people in other places. And then the whole world will turn to shit. Oh, man. We talked about the telescoping urinal in the last show, right?
Yes, out there in Britain. We talked
about the bear taking selfies.
Yeah.
We talked about a lot of stuff today in those other shows.
You gotta keep the theater of the mind going here. That was last week that we talked about that.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Two weeks ago.
Yeah. According to NewYorkPost.com, Netflix reveals when it plans to stop users from sharing passwords. We talked about Netflix a little bit. So.
Yeah, but I could see how they could do it, right? Now, my older children, one lives in Colorado, one lives in St. Louis, and of course we're here in St. Augustine, Florida. I have a Netflix. If I had a Netflix account, my IP address would be coordinated to the area I live in. Their IP address would coordinate to where they live in. If we shared passwords, it would just be a matter of Netflix looking at my account, seeing where my IPs are, telling Netflix that one's in St. Louis, one's in Colorado Springs, and two are in St. Augustine, Florida. Now, obviously, that's how they're going to tell they're going to do it. But who's to say that I'm not going on vacation to St. Louis or I'm not going on vacation to Chicago and my IP address shows up other places, you know? Or is it the GUI from the device itself that they're going to look at? I don't know. Yeah, but the GUI could be anywhere. The GUI is to your device, not to your location. So it'll be interesting. I'm sure there's a way to do it. Yeah, it's way above my head.
I think they allow 5 per year. I can't find that in this article I'm pulling up here, but I think from personal experience, they allow 5 per account. Now, if you're like us and most families, you have more than one TV.
Right.
And maybe you have certain things on one TV, but not another because of situations like that. Then you have your phone or your laptop, which your laptop, like you'd pointed out, you could be somewhere else. So I get it, but I think they're trying to do away with the thing like I've talked about in the past. When, you know, I got four brothers and sisters. One of them buys the Prime, one of them buys the Netflix, one of them buys this thing, one, and then we share the password. How about that? You know what I mean? Right. Now that's a hypothetical. That's not really happening, folks. Exactly. It's a hypothetical.
Yeah.
But think about it. You know what I mean? I mean, why? I get it. They're missing out on probably 80% of the subscribers because of that.
Right. But are how many of those people that are actually sharing a password, who are receiving a password from an actual subscriber, how many of those people would actually subscribe to Netflix?
After their shit got taken away because they're all pissed at Netflix now.
Exactly. Right. So you're 20% who actually subscribe and you're 80% that don't. How many of that 80% will come over and jump on board?
How about taking the monies you're earning and put them into quality programming instead of giving it to people to run woke initiatives? How about that? That's where I'm at. That's where my mind's at. That's why I want to get rid of Netflix, but they have good content. I just won't watch the content I don't agree with. My point is, it feels like I'm contributing to the delinquency of things that I don't want to be happening to happen. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't eat meat, you probably don't go to dinner at a steakhouse. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Well, you probably don't work there because you could choose to work anywhere. Why would you work at a steakhouse?
Exactly. Well, it's like if you're an alcoholic, you're going to be a bartender? Stop.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. We've been throwing around the idea of getting back on the Netflix wagon. Discus is a couple things on there that look pretty good.
Right.
But, you know, but we went from $240 to, you know, AT&T DirecTV Stream, and we went to Hulu to $83, which is now $92. How to, you know, to save money, to save a couple hundred a year, you know, to save a grand a year, $1,000 a year. So that's a good chunk of change.
They say
that, for our new cell phones that they're freaking screwing us with.
They say, this is another article here on techradar.com, that first one was on the New York Post. This other one on Tech Radar is talking about they're going to use information, like you'd pointed out, IP addresses, device IDs, and account activity from devices signed into the Netflix account to determine if people are part of a household or not. So if the same few devices are being used from the same IP address, then they'll know it's all part of the household. But if a new device is trying to lock on from somewhere different, that Netflix may not let it, at least without paying them a fee.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's like our Hulu. There was something on Hulu about Machine Gun Kelly. Now, my daughter knows Machine Gun Kelly. And whatever the program was, some kind of documentary she wanted to see. So I gave her our password. Now when I go to log on to Hulu, her name pops up as one of the, you know, it'll say Taylor.
Profile.
And it says, then it says Jesse below. I'm like, oh, crap. So, yeah, she has her own profile on there.
Netflix apparently is taken into account, and I don't know how this operates, but a lot of people in the recent past, in recent years here, and I was one of them, and sometimes I use it, sometimes I don't, for strategic reasons, and I'll test to do with fantasy football, is a VPN. Are you familiar with a VPN? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, virtual private network is what that really stands for, and these are encrypt the information. So, like, if I try to go on, like, a fantasy football site or something, like a DraftKings or a FanDuel or something like that, it will block me if I'm using a VPN. Meanwhile, I have a VPN, so nobody knows I'm going to those sites. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It is what it is. I think a VPN is a valuable thing. I know it can slow you down if you don't have super high speed internet. Do you use one?
I have access to one for work. There are certain parts of my work company's website that I can only enter through a VPN. Brenda works with a VPN also because she has highly classified stuff she has to do, and security, financial, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, we both have VPNs. She uses it all the time. I rarely ever use it. The stuff that they have behind the VPN is all up in here.
So, yeah. Well, this This article goes on to say currently Netflix says Netflix says that you can use a VPN with Netflix on the basic, standard, or premium plans, but there's no telling if its stance will change if using a VPN does allow users to skirt around its new password sharing policy. Potentially, it'll just ask VPN users to verify their device every time they access Netflix, but it would take much more hardline stance against VPN use. That's just a wait and see proposition there. So, did I tell you my t-shirt idea?
No.
Somebody's going to take this. I tried to search it. I didn't see it. You're familiar with the logo for Netflix?
Yes.
Like red letters. Right. Just take that L and the I and push them together. Have it say Netflix.
Sure. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I saw a different website or video sharing something or other that was using like their font and their ribbon, their letter kind of looks like a ribbon because it continues. Yeah, I saw like someone kind of copying that. I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. That's not Netflix, but it looks like Netflix. So, yeah.
Maybe it's one of those Nigerian princes who's...
I was thinking it was like a Chinese bot or something.
Pat bot GBT.
Right.
Incorporate that. Think about that, dude. In the past couple of shows, we talked about chatbot. That's an AI. We talked about AI going to court for you as an attorney. We talked about that metallic liquid stuff from China that can turn from a shape-shifting creature.
Right. Get out of jail free card.
Dude, we are in a movie about the future.
It's happening every day.
Yeah.
Making history.
I want to go back. Making
history every day.
Get your DeLorean down. Let's get that bitch up to 88.
Right.
There. All right.
All right.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
It goes without saying.
Exactly. Exactly. We did have a lot of views, though. You pointed that out
last month. We did? Yeah.
I thought it was good.
Checks in the mail.
Yeah, right. No, we're still close to that monetization thing with them. Our stuff's monetized already on Rumble. That was quick.
Right? That's cool.
It's not much money. It's not much at all. But it's not nothing. I mean, we make money on all platforms that we're on. It's very little, but we make money on them.
Well, that's hard to believe.
I know. You would think, I mean, being the worst fucking podcast ever, that we wouldn't make shit. We wouldn't make anything. We'd be asked to leave. I'm kind of hoping Spotify kicks us off or something. Maybe we can make the news.
Right?
We do have an episode that's on YouTube that's getting a lot of activity right now, and I think it's for all the wrong reasons. Wouldn't be surprised if we're not making, National Enquirer news or something there pretty soon.
That's the one where I called out Joe Rogan?
No, not that one. Not that one.
What do we do now?
I think it's the last one with the stuff about the food. Like, you call it Italian food, but, you know.
Ah, okay.
Mexican food. Yeah, all that bit there. Let me see how many views we got. Because we got a lot for what it is. I mean, for our channel. I mean, let's see here. Yeah, in the past 48 hours, it went up a couple hundred views.
Really?
154, yeah.
Interesting.
The body cam footage from the Pelosi attack I put up today, I had it before a lot of networks did. I put that up. That got quite a few clicks today. I need to be in the millions, though, dude. Need to be in the millions.
Right.
Without using bots.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, we're only averaging probably about 100 plays a day. Hey, you know what? I'll take it. It's 100 more than I had before.
Yeah, look at that. 154 views. Ooh, in 2 days.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I get a lot of comments from down under. I get comments from all over the world. New Zealand, Hawaii, really? Alaska, Canada. We're going to have to go on tour, Mike.
Yes, they'll take it to the people.
Where should we go first? Where would you like to go? I'll get Spotify to pay for it. Where should we go? Sharing of bias and
phone. Is that your computer or is that your wife?
Yeah, that was my computer.
Same thing.
Where do you want to go?
Let's go to New York. I know my way around.
Stop. I don't want to go to that shithole. I've been there.
Dallas?
No, yeah. Been there. It's overrated.
Yeah. Cool. Let's go to Cancun. Let's see what OJ is doing.
Nice.
No? Oh, he didn't go to Cancun. He didn't go to the never mind.
I'm waiting.
Never mind.
You're trying to get the numbers up on this episode? Bill Cosby said to his lawyer, he said, I thought you said I was going to Cancun. He said, no, I said the coon's going to the can.
You went to the can, coon.
That's right. Nice.
It was OJ wearing a Hawaiian shirt in court. Yeah. And he's like, why are you wearing a Hawaiian shirt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are not my jokes. I didn't write them. I don't endorse them. But please make sure you spell our name correctly when you complain about us.
Yes. It was a guy named Mitch Taylor, no relation, who told me that joke.
Yes.
It's like for Pathmark.
It's like I used to tell people when, you know, you'd wait tables at the RFC and, you know, you knew you had them in the palm of your hand. It was entertaining. They were laughing. You were laughing. You were having a good time. They were having a good time. They were buying stuff, you know, and you tell them just before, you know, when you put down a check, thank you. It's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed serving you. I hope you had a great time here. If you did not have a great time here, this has not been the Rainforest Cafe. My name is Max and you've been at whatever the pavilion is over at Epcot or whatever. You know?
Right.
Would have been funnier if I would have had the joke down. Sorry.
Yeah. Right. I was actually came up with a joke while you were saying that, and I got distracted.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say something that was formulated to that. I don't recall. I forgot, dude.
Nice.
Lost my train of thought.
Great stuff, Mike.
But it was funny. You would have laughed.
Thanks for participating today.
Yeah.
I do like that recent sponsor we had, Jose's Huevos, because of the egg rice.
Yes. You know, $18 a dozen.
We've had some pretty good sponsors lately, dude. We had Nike sponsoring the Suicide Hotline. Just do it.
I like the tobacco Doritos.
Tobacco-flavored Doritos. That was a good tobacco sponsor Doritos. For us. Bud Fat.
With Super Bowl coming up, you might want to check those out.
Bud Fat. All the sugar, twice the alcohol. 19.9% alcohol by volume.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I hate when I lose my train of thought. It was going to be funny. I know it was funny, but I forget what it was. Never mind.
Yeah. By the way, the alien is taking off like a freaking rocket ship. Pardon the expression, dude.
I saw. Yeah, you guys are she's, yeah, classing up the joint. She, you know.
Now I'm cross-promoting.
Okay.
Different shows, different channels, because I had her on our channel. So right now what I'm also doing is I'm funneling her, some of her audience to her past performances on our channel.
Ah.
Then I figured out a way to redo those. I got to touch them up a little bit, but I got to redo them and then post them back on her old channel, like lost episodes or whatever.
Ah, right.
Which works just as well because she's getting ready to take a couple weeks off. She's going away somewhere.
Uranus.
I can't tell you which planet. Been sworn to secrecy.
That's why she's got her own headphones now, and she's dressed in like actual clothing.
Well, you know, those space uniforms get kind of uncomfortable. You know,
you need a space uniform.
I think she does a great job. I think she does a wonderful job. I'm looking at just some of her videos that are on our format here. One of them, has almost 500 views. One of them has almost 400 views. There's another one has almost 500 views. So she's pulling in some numbers, and that's not bad because we don't do advertising. We're not a big company. I don't have big money behind us. We don't have bots. We're not doing all this funny stuff. So I'll take it, you know.
Right. No celebrities.
Yeah, we need to get some celebrities. Let's get your buddy Tom on.
I'm sure he has something to do.
Hey, my big videos are the ones from like the Scottish Highland festivals and stuff. I got some with
I saw that 11, when I was going through them.
Stuff, yeah,
11,000.
Yeah,
wow.
That's like just one
75
video.
Bucks.
There's another one with 6,000. There's another one 15,000. So yeah, I got something going. I'm cooking something. I just don't know how it's going to turn out yet.
Right.
Our Monsters of Rock one. That was 600 views.
Yeah. Yeah, that was I think the ones where they're like actually a theme to them are ones that do extra well, I guess you could say.
Mosh Pit Jesus almost has 800 views.
Right. Yeah, the ones that we do around different music festivals we go to are the ones that appear to be doing better.
Angry Santa that did well.
Interesting. Trying to find where are my videos?
I don't know. What are you talking about? What channel are you on? You on your channel
or on
channel?
On mine? Yeah.
I don't know. The sharing of. Anyway, we're almost out of time here. Anyway, we're running out of gas here. I can tell. We got one. We're gonna. You know what? Let's do an update here. Here's the update. Still not overflowing. As you can see, the ice at the top is greatly diminished.
Yes.
Still not overflowing, Mike.
But it is above the line.
Oh, my God. There's a variable in there, I told you, because I'm holding the cup. I didn't want to fill it to the top because I don't want it to spill over because I got to hold it up to the camera.
Wow.
You're going to tell me that that's different, that it's Mike, stop. If 10% of the ice was over the top and you said it's going to cause that 10% is going to cause the cup to overflow with that percent of the cup reduced already, you're still going to maintain that side of the argument.
Yes.
You still think it's going to overflow?
It might not overflow, but it's definitely going to be higher than it was.
Oh, my God, it's not. The line is there, dude. The water is there.
All right. YouTube. Comment in the comments below. Yes. Who's right?
Yes.
Mike or Mike?
Follow the science. Oh, my God. All right. Wow. We're going to get out of here.
Wow.
We're going to come back and do a better show next time, although we are trying to hold up to our moniker of the worst fucking podcast ever. So hopefully we're meeting your expectations. All right. We'll see you next in what?
As my YouTube channel, a day in the life. I actually took a camera with me to work to all my jobs throughout the day. And it's 11 years old and has 103 views that people actually watched a 28-minute video of me going to work.
You're probably huge in Japan.
Right?
What are you, like 6'4"?
Nah, 6'3".
All right. We'll see you. Speaking of 64, this has been 164, right?
165.
This has been 165. We got 66 coming. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Check us out then.
Yeah, we're going to close out the debate on the global warming shit here. So tune into 166 for the rest of that. We'll see you in a minute.
Ciao.